This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The country is currently focused on gun violence because of the recent mass shootings in stores and schools. But Rich Lowry reminds us that the same leftists who rightfully lament mass shootings avert their eyes from the much more common scourge of deadly gang violence. You know, some recent headlines seem intended to deceive. One headline howled that at least 54 injured, 11 killed in 7 separate mass shootings this weekend. Such headlines leave the reader with the impression that the U.S. is experiencing a Buffalo or Uvalde nearly every day. One of the shootings in the headlines I just mentioned occurred when two cars pulled up to a graduation party in South Carolina. The perpetrators opened fire in what could best be described as a gang-related drive-by shooting. Now, any shooting is horrific, yet Rich Lowry argues that there is a difference between the phenomenon of a disturbed young male who has been inspired by previous mass shooters to go to a school or other public place and slaughter as many people as possible, and the gang member who targets rivals. The former is relatively rare, the latter has been much more common and doesn't gain as much national attention. Documenting the extent of gang violence is difficult. The National Gang Center at the Department of Justice estimates that roughly 2,000 gang homicides occurred from 2007 to 2012. But in Chicago and Los Angeles, around half of all homicides are gang-related. So mass shootings and gang shootings are very different. Focusing on effective criminal justice reforms will reduce the gang death toll in the future. That would include tough-on-crime policies along with anti-gang measures. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.